That's fine, Irish Water. They're progressing without any regard for anybody. And I mean, when I say anybody, I mean to the unanimous decision by the Donegal County Council way back some years ago. And then again, quite recently, the municipal councillors in Buncrana had a unanimous decision. I mean, everybody in his own councillors stated categorically, again, that this should not go here. They recognise the terrible potential that's going to destroy the area, and they pleaded, in actual fact, they even threatened to dig out an injunction against Irish Water and told them, no, go north of Greencastle, where this was all decided to go, and safeguard the beautiful beaches, the shore walk, and the pristine bathing waters that we have here. But, you know, we might as well be talking to the man on the moon. These guys have a problem. They're under a clock to tick the European box, which means they have to get these things sorted out before they are fined, massive fines in Europe, and they have come back in right around the coast of Ireland. We happen to be one of them, unfortunately. And they are going to do slap-happy, cheap, nasty solutions to a situation that's guaranteed to give us massive problems.
And this is leaving the fishermen at the coalface of this deeply concerned.
Totally. We actually had a little protest, which was called very quickly. We had over between 30 and 40 people at 9 o'clock this morning in Carrickrory Pier. And one of them is an experienced fisherman. He's been 30 years fishing in Lough Foyle, and he took time out from his fishing to come up and address the people and give them the history of what's happening here, how they were never consulted. Irish Water, they came into the nose of the pier to go over the pier. Now they're coming down. They wouldn't tell anybody why they were there until finally he got it out of them that they were representing Irish Water going to do this job down here at Carnegarv. And, you know, he stated that he knows where they're coming. He knows where they're going. He knows what they're doing. And then he stated something which is going to be interesting. He says the fishermen have an awful lot of fishing gear already down at that spot. If these guys come down and do what they intend to do, they're going to have to interfere with private fishing gear. So everybody's going to be watching very carefully. And the big question is, have they got permission? We believe they don't have any permission. So they're coming down and they can't do a thing because they didn't consult. You know, this is more of the same. Why didn't they come and talk to the fishermen? Why didn't they come and talk to us, give us some indication? But to come creeping in the middle of the night and sneaking down and not telling anybody, and now they've got a problem with the fishermen. They've got their backs up. They've got gear out where the pipe is supposed to go. So we're going to see what happens.